One thing I've learned after all these years, you're gonna save yourself a whole lot of tears. Don't try to figure out who was wrong and who was right. Got to move along, baby. Let's ride. You got to roll with the punches. Yeah, you got to go with the flow.
Yeah, hi everybody. Gotta roll with the punches, your old friend Mike Houlihan. Hibernian Radio. We got a big night planned for you. This is our 10th show. And as most of you know, the show is dedicated to our Irish first responders, our police, our firefighters, our paramedics, because we feel they are the modern day equivalent of our mythological Irish warriors. So every week we salute them, but special show over the next 2 weeks, because, come on, St. Patrick's Day, right? We have an old friend here tonight. Liam Durkin's going to be playing some music. We also have Rosa Tralee, Maggie McEldowney, and the Chicago Rosa Tralee. Katie Callahan is here. And a lot of... Yeah, give him a hand. Give everybody a hand. Our old pal Skinny Sheehan is going to be our mystery guest tonight. Comedian Pat Chase is with us tonight. He'll be joining us later. So we got all kinds of stuff up our sleeves. Liam, welcome back to the show, pal.
Am I on here?
Yes,
who's that? Wasn't much of a mystery guest.
Who's Skinny?
Because you gave it up in the first minute.
Yeah. Wow, there's another show after this. That's, he's always been a mystery to me.
Right.
So, you're going to Ireland with me
in October. I am, and I hope everybody listening is going
to
join
everybody us. Everybody listening, we want you to join us. We got flyers here if anybody needs a flyer. As the itinerary and everything, we're going to have a blast. We're going to Westport, Killarney. I can't remember, but we'll go over that later. Well, thank you, Billy. You want to kiss the Blarney Stone? Yeah, that's the way I feel, because I've heard some bad stories about people urinating on the Blarney Stone. I don't think I want to do that. But I want to watch some others do it and laugh at them. So
yeah,
we'll be having fun there. We'll be all over Ireland, we've already got about a dozen people signed up, so if you want to go, get in touch with Mary Weebler over at InterTrav. I'll give you her number. Her number is 866. Hang on. I got to put my glasses in. Yeah, they're a big help. Can you read that number? 866.
866.
Yeah, right there. There you go.
Oh. 800-624-8338.
800-624-8338. That's Mary Weebler's phone. She'll send you all the information about the trip, and she'll send you an itinerary, everything, or you can get one online. Yeah, on Facebook, you can go to 2018 Hooley's Crack and Music Tour of Ireland. You'll find us, or we'll find you. So anyway, you got a big 2 weeks coming up.
I do. Real busy March. March Madness, we call it.
Yeah, it is March Madness. So what's going on this weekend, the weekend of the 9th? Today's the 9th. The show will be going out on Saturday,
So
March 9th.
Tomorrow, the 10th, Sunday,
yeah,
I'll be at Gaelic Park in the pub.
Oh, great spot.
7 to 10.
Are they doing their Ireland on Parade thing, or is that the following week? Probably the following week.
You know what? I don't know, but I would assume maybe the following
week. You played there
week.
A lot, though, right?
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. Is
My
it the
Cura?
Fair. Is that the name of it?
What is it?
The Cura Pub?
Yeah, the Cura.
Okay. So look for what time you start there, Sunday?
7 to 10.
Oh, at night, Sunday night.
Yeah, good night. Night All show. Right. Not too late.
All right, Sunday, 7 o'clock, tomorrow night. Check that out.
The following weekend,
yeah,
that Sunday, the Paddy's Day Parade.
Paddy's Day Parade on the 16th downtown.
I'll be at Smith and Wolisky's.
Right. Is that on Clark Street?
I think it might be a private event for the Plumbers Union, though. But come on by and sneak in.
Tell them you know Jimmy Coyne.
Yeah, bring a wrench or something. They might sneak you in the back.
Bring a plunger.
Yeah, right. And then the next day, the Southside Irish Parade, and the Paddy's Day, I'll be at Longford Pub on 138th and Cicero.
Oh, really? During the day?
From 2:30 to 5:30.
Yeah.
And then we're moving south, and we'll be at Riley's Daughter from 7 to 10.
Oh, wow. That'll be crazy.
So a jam-packed day of tunes for us.
Yeah. Huh. Well, and you know what? If you want to hear one of the best balladeers in history, he's a Southside Irishman. We'll give you play some tunes for us tonight.
We'll do one.
Yeah. All right. So we're here with Liam Durkin. He's our special musical guest on the Hooly Crack Tour of Ireland. He's a young man who has immense talent, big, big time talent. And I just saw him a couple weeks ago at the Twisted Shamrock, which is owned by our pal Mike Courtney and his wife Dawn. That's another great joint if you ever need a place to go have a couple of drinks. It's right over on Central, 6200 South Central.
That's cool.
We're just getting set up here with Liam Durkin. What do you want to do first, Liam?
All right.
Well, hey, Terry Muldoon's in the house. All right, Terry Muldoon.
That's a good question. That kind of came unprepared on a on a list of tunes for today, but
I'm sure you'll pull something out of your head. He's tuning up though. You know what? While you're doing that, there's a whole bunch of stuff. I want to remind everybody, Misericordia has their annual parade, post-parade party. Only this year it's at the IBEW Hall, Memorial Hall, over at 2722 South Mountain, Martin Luther King Drive. It's $60 a head, $50 in advance. They got all kinds of music, kids, and kids are only $10. Our friend Dory Finnegan sent me all this information. It's all for Misericordia, the post-Saint Parade, underwritten by Gibson's. That means all the food's from Gibson's. So there's people pouring in now for the show.
It's terrific.
They're pouring in now. They're having a Gibson's buffet, appetizers, drink special, the Shannon Rovers Bagpipe Band, wonderful raffle prizes, a children's section of all sorts of activities for the kids. Just a great way to spend after the parade. Party starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday, March 16th, and goes until 5. So look for our pal Dory Finnegan and her husband, Tommy, who is a great Shannon Rover himself. Also, the Emerald Society of Illinois would like to invite all law enforcement officers and all first responders and their families to join them to march in the downtown parade on March 16th. The celebration will be held at local 399 Hall, 2260 South Grove, from 1 to 6 p.m. For those of you who wish to march in the parade, we'll be meeting at our celebration site of local 399 Union Hall. And then the buses will take you to the parade, as well as the bagpipes of the Emerald Society. And after the parade, the buses will take everybody back. It's a great day for the family. It's $25 for a uniformed marcher, $35 for adults 21 and over, $15 for kids 13 to 20, and children under 12 are free. So that's a great time to have after the parade as well. What do you think, Liam? You want to do a tune?
Yeah, we'll knock one out here. Do a little upbeat tune for you.
I tell me ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. Pull my hair and store my comb, but that's alright till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's courting 1, 2, 3, why don't you tell her who is she? Well, Albert Moon, he says he loves her, and all the boys are fighting for her. You knock on the door and you ring on the bell, my true love, well, aren't you well? Out she comes as white as snow, bells on her fingers, rings on her toes. Oh, Johnny Marcy says he'll die if he doesn't get the fella with the robe at night. I tell me, ma, when I go home, the girls won't leave the boys alone. Pull my hand, stole my comb, well, that's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's courting 1, 2, 3, why don't you tell me who is she? Oh. Ma, when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. Pulled my hair and stole my comb, and that's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty, she's the belle of Belfast City. She's Carton 123, hey, don't you tell me who was she.
Thank you very much.
That was terrific, Liam. Hey, I want to remind everybody we're brought to you by, Hibernian Radio is brought to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen. As a matter of fact, we got a raffle tonight. If you don't have a raffle ticket, come on up here. I'll give you tickets. We're raffling off some McCann's Irish Oatmeal, a couple of books, the greatest book ever written and the second greatest book ever written. We also have a book about the Cubs. I don't know how that got in there, but I want to get rid of it, so we'll be raffling that off, too. you're listening to Hibernian Radio. It's 1240 AM WSBC on your dial every Saturday night from 7 to 8. And stick around afterwards for the Hoolies Hooli from 8 to 9 right after this show. Pat Chase is with us tonight. Skinny Sheehan is with us tonight. Froggy McGuire is with us. Pat Shine is in the house. There he is, Sergeant Pat Shine. He was on the show just last week from the Chicago Police Department. And I was going to ask, Maggie, after one more song, we'll have you guys come up, okay, and tell us about. So we're having a blast. We're celebrating Patty's Day. If you don't have a raffle ticket, come out up here and get one, because after the first show, we'll be raffling off all this cool stuff, especially the McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Big shout-out to Brian Galvin and his girlfriend Sheila, who's here. Thanks, Brian, for coming. Brian was instrumental in this hooking us up with McCann's Irish Oatmeal a couple of years ago, and they've been a long time and a very supportive sponsor. We love them. So we're having a blast here, getting into the Christmas. It ain't Christmas. We're getting into the Irish Christmas, exactly. I'm going to save the jokes for Hoolietown. Hey, Nancy Moore is here tonight also. Thanks, Nancy, for dropping by. So, Liam, what about a little, would you like me to make some suggestions?
If you want.
Little Fields of Athenry.
Absolutely.
One of my faves.
We'll do that.
Okay.
I was going to do one of my favorites, but.
Oh, let's hear your favorite.
We'll do Fields, and we always got time.
We got plenty of time.
We'll do this one. Hey, Billy, can we get this in the mic? The vocals in the... Yeah, a little bit. Just a tad. By lone prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, a rebel, they cut me down. Now you must raise her child dignity. Lie the feet of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we dreamed of songs to sing. So lonely round the fields of Athenry. By lone prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they've taken you away. For you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. A prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Lord,
cry where once they watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing. We had dreamed the songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By lonely harbor wall, she watched the last star fall. As a prison ship sailed out against the sky, for she lived, she hoped and prayed for her love in Bonnie Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
Liam Durkin, the Southside Irish Thank balladeer. You. He's the best. Thank you, Liam. That was terrific. You know, we're going to bring up Maggie McEldowney and Katie Callahan in just a second. But I wanted to tell a story while these girls are getting set up. I was talking to my wife today. That song reminds me, you know, Michael and Mary. That's my wife's name is Mary. And so I sing it to her quite often. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. But we were talking today and we remembered a very funny incident. Now, my wife is of a certain age, almost as old as I am. And you're going to have to pull it. Pat, let Katie have that chair. Give Katie that chair. And she was in the Jewel parking lot. Now, this is a gal who was the toast of New York Broadway theater. She was the star of Ryan's Hope. Just, well, you guys know Mary. She's a doll. Of course, she's getting old just like me. And the other day she was in the Jewel parking lot and some kid's pulling out and he cut her off and she was a little irked and she wagged her finger at him and he said, "Shut up, you old bag." And she was pretty ticked off about that. She came home and told me about it. I said, "That's the funniest thing I've heard in ages. Shut up, you old bag." So now I use it anytime she's yelling at me. I just say, "Ah, shut up, you old bag." I thought it was funny. Made me laugh. All right, Maggie, sit down. Or Katie, whatever. One of you sit down. The other one grab. Here, put this on. Put that on. Maggie, grab that. All right, we have two. We have the International Rose of Tralee, Maggie McEldowney with us. The Chicago Rose of Tralee, Katie Callahan with us. We got Maggie McEldowney. We have Katie Callahan here. Maggie is an old friend. She's been on the show many times. Katie, you were on last summer, I think.
I was, yeah.
Now, I got to tell you,
I
know Maggie a lot better than I know you, Katie, so I was looking you up, and I Googled you, and I came to your song that you sang at the finals.
Yeah, at the festival.
And you sang The Parting Glass.
I did.
Unbelievable.
Thank you very much.
It's like you became another person. Did you see her do that?
So talented, absolutely.
It was unbelievable.
Thank you.
You took on this persona of a much more world-weary, you know, somebody who's been around the block.
And it worked,
you know?
Yes.
It was terrific.
Thank you so much.
Oh my goodness. You know, I just got to give you, I thought that was true. And I was astounded.
To tell you,
holy cow.
Oh, gosh.
You don't want to put her on the spot.
Maybe after a couple of beers. Yeah.
We'll throw a couple of
just
drinks
maybe.
In.
Yeah, so, I had a lot of fun at the festival and, you know, being on that stage. I have to admit, when I sang that song, I came off stage and I was just kind of, what did I just do? That was just absolutely insane when you're on television
like
that.
You were channeling someone, you know? It was just amazing.
Thank you.
And the audience picked up on it, too. They were right there with you.
I was in the crowd that night. The crowd roared for her.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable, yeah.
And you know what? It's on, you just Google it.
Yeah, it's on YouTube,
It's just mesmerizing.
Yeah.
So
I didn't trip on stage. I was pretty thrilled about
No, you were dynamite.
Tick that off the list.
you just came across as somebody who was so experienced and told the story of the song, you know.
Oh, God.
It was lovely.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Okay,
thank
you. What's going on? What are you guys up to? What's happening?
Well, where do we begin?
That was the start of her incredible year. She's done Chicago So Proud over the last, you know, year, and we're heading into the final countdown here as we prepare for the Chicago selection, which is up at the Irish American Heritage Center.
Yeah.
April 6th. We're thrilled.
April 6th.
Yes, yep. April 6th, 6 p.m. Doors open.
What day is that? Is it a Saturday?
It's a Saturday, yeah.
Okay.
Good night, so everyone can go have fun.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, we're very spoiled. We have so many wonderful qualified women already
really?
Applied.
Yep.
Yeah. But we are still, the applications are still being accepted. So if you have, you know, cousins, nieces, nephews, grandgirls, anybody you know.
Anyone.
And they just go online and they send in a picture or whatever.
Rosetralee.ie. Rose, R-O-S-E of T-R-A-L-E-E dot I-E.
And so we want to get as many people as possible out there and involved, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, you know, it's a big celebration of Irish women, and we have so many in our great city that, you know, the more the merrier, you know, and we know we have them out
there. Maeve McSweeney is an old friend. Wasn't she Chicago Rose as
well?
She'll
be there, absolutely. Oh, yeah. She's part of the committee.
And
where's Mary Kay been? Haven't seen her.
She just put on the Southside Irish Parade Queen contest.
That
went really well.
Yeah,
so she's running the Southside, pretty usual, you know.
So Maggie Clifford is the 2019 Southside
Queen. Who is it?
Maggie Clifford. She's the 2019 Southside Parade Queen.
That's right. Katie was a judge, right?
I was.
Was that last Saturday night?
Yep. It was down on Bourbon Street.
Yeah, I missed that one.
Yeah, it was good fun. We were very excited. It was a really good group of girls.
Have you ever been there, Huli?
Many times. Too many. That's why I wasn't there. That's why I wasn't there. So April 6th, get everybody out there. Get online. You can go online and watch your song as well. And also, Maggie has a great bit she did on a morning radio, or a morning TV show in Ireland. You did this lip sync routine. It was just terrific as well.
Oh, yeah.
What was that? What show was that?
Bewitched.
That was Bewitched. C'est la vie.
Ah, okay.
We'll see if Liam can get that going.
Yeah.
Can you play C'est la vie by Bewitched?
It's a classic.
He's ignoring me on that. He's chosen not to listen to me on that.
Well, we'd love to have you guys sing tonight if you want to. You're certainly welcome to.
Sure.
But I don't want to spring that on.
Katie can warm up the pipes.
Yeah. So everybody get down to the Heritage Center Saturday, April 6th. Enter. If you have a niece, a nephew, a daughter, they can't be married, right?
Cannot be married.
Gotta be single.
18 to 28.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite age group, 18 to 28. It's a long time ago. Now I'm just like my wife. An old bag.
No.
She doesn't listen to the show, so don't worry. All right, so April 6th, Saturday. What is it? Rosetralee.ie?
www.rosetralee.ie.
Okay.
Yep, and you submit the application through there. All the information you could ever need is on there. And now check out all the old videos.
Katie,
from
did you say
years.
You were like a doctor or something?
Oh, no, I wish. I wish.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an actor, but I'm a producer of my own travel web series. So
are you?
I am. Yep.
Oh, that's why you do all that traveling.
Yeah. Yep. That's me.
How does somebody go and see that?
So we're in the middle of shooting our first season, which we'll actually be shooting in Ireland this month.
Nice.
So keep an eye out for that. It'll be on social media and on YouTube. You'll be able to find
it
very
host?
Shortly. I am the host. Yes, I am. I'm very excited.
And so where else do you go besides Ireland?
So right now we're focused. My first season will be in Ireland just because I know it so well. And the crew guys that I'm working with are all based in Ireland. So my first episode will be based in Tralee and in Kerry. So I figure no way to finish out my year and
that's
to
terrific.
Start some on my next adventure in Tralee where I left off.
What about you, Maggie? What are you up to these days?
Well, I just wanted to point what an incredible year she's had.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about, I mean, the travel she's done and the different places she's represented in Chicago.
Yeah.
She's done our city so proud, and it's an incredible opportunity. So why don't you go ahead and tell everybody about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Where are you from,
and the crowd
Katie?
Goes wild.
I'm from Oak Brook, Illinois.
Oak Brook,
so this year has really brought me around the world.
Do you know Michael Butler? She's still alive.
I don't.
Let's connect the dots on air.
This has been an incredible year. And so anyone who's ever considering going for the Chicago Rose Tralee, it's an incredible opportunity to meet other Irish women. And I truly have been around the world because of this opportunity.
No kidding.
And I'm just to name a few. I went to Frankfurt to open the Christmas markets with the roses.
Frankfurt, Illinois?
Frankfurt, Germany.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Where I was. It was so much fun. It was definitely a bucket list thing. I've been back and forth from Ireland tons
of times.
What
was going on in Frankfurt, Illinois, or not Illinois, Germany? What were you
doing? We were opening the Christmas markets.
Oh, the Kindle.
Yeah, and that was so cool. That was a highlight. And 2 weeks ago, I was in Belarus volunteering with the Chernobyl Children's International.
Oh, Maggie did that too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. The Roast League is involved with that every single year.
Yeah.
And as hard of a trip as it was absolutely incredible. And it really was a big bonding moment with the rest of the roses that went with me. And just really eye-opening. And it was a good, humbling experience after such a fun year we've had as roses. So
Yeah,
around the world. So if you're interested in, exploring a little bit more of your heritage and meeting some new people, the Chicago Rose is definitely a fantastic opportunity.
And we have all the social media, the Facebook, the Instagram, Twitter. You need to get in touch with us. Just shoot us a message. We're happy to get back to you.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
April 6th, get your get down there yourself.
And we do want to thank the Heritage Center and Bentley Hair and Beauty for both of their very generous sponsors of ours, and we're just very grateful for their support. And
what does Bentley Hair and Beauty do? What do they have to do?
It's actually, her name is Jennifer Reardon, and
she's Irish.
Yeah, she's from Wexford, and she wanted to support the center, so she reached out, and we're just very grateful. And the girls are going to have a little glam opportunity.
Oh, she's going to do the makeup
done
and all that
at
stuff?
The selection. Okay. So that's another perk of applying. Get your hair and makeup done. Looking fab for the night.
It's such a fun night. You know, I mean, you get dressed up and it's a good time, but you know, you're up there with a bunch of girls that are around your age, who have the same interests and all kind of
all
for their heritage.
I can't remember if I was a judge or not. I was at Ridge Country Club.
Yeah.
But it got, after a while, it felt like the Bataan Death March. And I was like, what time is it? Oh, you'll be here all day? They had three MCs. Do you remember that? Were you there then?
I was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Houlihan, I was. Well, we're excited for it. This one's going to be lively and entertaining.
Okay,
we got a lot. Yeah. We got a lot coming in store. So it'll be a very fun night. Open to the public.
That's
so
the beauty of it. Open
to
the public.
It's at the Irish Heritage Center. I mean, that's such a fun venue, and
so happy
to
be back
there. The folks over at Irish Heritage are just—they've been incredible to us. So
you know what?
Fun night.
Would you guys come back next week and tell us about this?
I would love to.
Absolutely.
Okay. Honestly, thanks. Yeah.
All
we'll
right.
Be here.
Oh, we'd love to have you do that because we'll have plenty of time because it's not till April 6th. All
Perfect.
Right.
Sounds
All right.
Good.
Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah. Thanks,
we're going to take a little break here on Hibernian Radio, and we'll be right back after these messages from our friends. Yeah!
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum, and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call them today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero, and tell them Hooli sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. and they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan. We're back with Hibernian Radio for our Paddy's Day celebration. It's so good, it's going to take 2 weeks to do it. But we have a very special mystery guest here tonight, our old pal, Skinny Sheehan. Skinny, welcome to the show.
Hey, Hooli. It's great to be back on the Skinny and Hooli show. It used to be, but now it's Hibernian Transmedia.
You know, there's Hooli, no Hibernian was, radio.
I do want to thank you for giving away the mystery guest. As soon as the show started, you go, we have a mystery guest tonight, Skinny Sheehan. And then you talked about Bataan Death March and a couple other things.
Somebody said to me, you seem so much more relaxed with this new show. I said, there's nobody interrupting me every 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know. You would talk for 5 minutes, and then I'd get 5 seconds, okay?
Congratulations are in order with the polar plunge last Sunday. And first of all, it was cold out there. Was that the coldest one you ever did?
No, there was one other. When Lady Gaga did it that year, it was colder. It was terrific, though. We made a lot of money for the athletes, and it was terrific. We probably made close to $2 million, which is really...
How many jumpers or plungers did you have?
There was like almost 5,000.
Wow.
And it was... The temperature was like 13, and the wind was 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It was like getting three root canals in one time, you know?
It was brutal.
But all those people came out, which speaks volumes about the commitment that people have for Special Olympics. So I just want to thank everybody. I want to thank all the people that supported it. I want to thank all the people in the office that worked so hard and our board of directors. Terry Muldoon is on our board now. He's here tonight. Dr. Terry Muldoon, I call him. And I want to thank Froggy. Froggy was out there working.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of traffic. He was directing traffic and doing all kinds of crazy stuff, keeping an eye on his brother-in-law and stuff. Everything worked out really good, though.
Well, it was a big success, and you're to be saluted for that. I did see some video of you plunging. You had no shirt on. You didn't look so skinny in those pictures.
But how about my tan?
What tan? Yeah, you had no tan.
When I was down in Florida, Hooli, I told the girls in the office, I got to go. We're here in a meeting on the telephone. I said, I have to go now. I'm going down to the Naples Beach. I'm getting an award. They're like, what are you getting an award for, Skinny? I said, I'm the whitest person they've ever seen on the beach in all those years. Like the bottom of a white shark or something. But anyways.
I'll bet you miss it today, though.
Wait. Well,
I talked to Mike Miller today on the phone. He's still there. He's staying until April. I don't know.
He's. I talked to him tonight, too. He called me to give an update on a little news story. But Mike is really a terrific guy. And
the chief.
He has a great time. A retired battalion chief on the fire department, Mike Miller. Great guy.
He is. He's good company. And he had a news bulletin for me today, but I'm not going to bring it up. Hey, we also want to salute the Mighty Max of Mother Macaulay basketball team.
Hooli, I was switching around on the TV last Saturday night. They're playing for the state championship. First time they've three state championships. Katie Schumacher was
she
there.
Was their
she
great
won
coach.
There a couple times. But this is a huge deal. I mean, they made it to the finals. And the team they were playing against, they're all about 6 inches taller than any of the girls. On Macaulay, and Macaulay just They played so hard. They never stopped. Yeah. They hustled. If they just had one girl that was a little taller, they would have been. They would have had a chance because they had a girl, as Al McGuire would say, she was an aircraft carrier. She was about 6'6". And she was good, real good. So they had a great team, though, the team they played. So anyways, Mother McCauley, the Mighty Max. And I know your previous guest that was just down here, Maggie McEldowney. Maggie, she played at McCauley.
Oh, she's a b-ball player?
Yeah, she was terrific.
Yeah, okay.
She was terrific b-ball player. So we want to congratulate all the ladies from Mother McCauley. They run
all
a great
the
program there.
Yeah, yeah.
And how about Liam
Mary
Dirk?
Ellen Duffy is in the audience. She was on the team at one time.
You know, every time I see Liam, I'm like, he can't get any better.
Yeah, he's dynamite.
He was unbelievable.
He's going
tonight
to Ireland with me in October. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I feel sorry for you, Liam. But you're doing a great job, okay? The trip to Ireland is... He's
never been to Ireland.
When
that's
you come
the
back, I look like you on the first trip, okay? When you get back, you're going to look like me, okay? A lot of fun, though, Holy. The trips to Ireland are the best.
It certainly is. Yeah.
The best. We had so much
His
fun.
His grandmother, Kay, is here tonight.
Yes.
She's going with us, I think.
She's the best.
Are you going to Ireland with us, Kay? Are you going
she
to Ireland
sure
with us?
Sure she is.
Are you going to Ireland with us? Okay. All right, good.
Good.
So we're going to have a blast. So, Skinny, once again, congratulations.
And
Polar
Holy,
Plunge
thank you, and thank
every
you
year
for promoting it so much. And
sure.
I do want to thank all the Irish community. And there are still people that are donating. And if you want to donate, go to sochicago.org.
Yeah, you can
you
still
can donate
get involved
for Special Olympics. Yeah. So thanks again, Julio. Thanks
okay,
for
pal
all you do.
Okay.
And good luck on the trip. It should be
okay
great.
God bless. All right, we're going to take another break here on Hibernian Radio. And then we're going to come back to have Liam do some more tunes. And then we're going to go to Hooleytown. Yeah. So stick around. You're listening to Hibernian Radio, WSBC 1240 on your dial. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian Radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan. Hey, we had kind of a scary moment there with Chicago's finest. Actually, those aren't Chicago's finest. Those are Chicago's worst, the tow-away guys. Chicago's finest are right here with us tonight. We got Declan. We got Danny Shine. We got Bill Donnelly. We got all these great coppers here with us. So thanks for coming, guys. And we got Liam Durkin is going to do another tune for us. Is his mic on?
Yeah, am I on?
So, hey, happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. It's going all we're taking it into next week. But what do you got? What do you got, Liam?
We're going to do Grace.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, I got my handkerchief out.
A little request.
Yeah. Who requested that? Okay. Froggy. Yeah, it's great. Makes me cry, though.
Yeah, get your handkerchief is right. As we gather in the chapel here on Old Kilmainham Jail, I think about the last few weeks. Will they say we failed? From our schoolmates, they have told us you must yearn for liberty. But all I want in this dark place is to have you here with me. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. To take me out at dawn, I'll die. With all my love, I place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, so we must say goodbye. Now I know it's hard for you, my love, to ever understand the love I bear for these brave men, the love for my brave land. But when parting called me to his side down on the GPO, I had to leave my own sick bed for him. I had to go. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. With all my love, I place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, so we must say goodbye. Well, as the dawn is breaking, my heart is breaking too. As I walk out on this May morn, my thoughts will be with you. I'll write some words upon the wall so everyone will know. I love so much that I can see the blood upon the road. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. Take me out at dawn. I will die. With all my love, I place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share love, so we must say goodbye. No, there won't be time to share love, so we must say goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, a great song about.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Sorry. I don't know what's going on here. That was terrific. Oh, I had the thing turned up because I was drinking my beer. Well done, Liam. Are we going to take a break? Final break? Final break on Hibernian Radio, and we'll be right back. We'll take everybody to Hooleytown as we celebrate Paddy's Day. So stick around. Thanks so much for being with us.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRock, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
And we're back on the show. Hibernian Radio. Hey, Paddy's Day celebration, everybody. We're going to take a little trip down a little place I call Hooley Town. So let's turn on my old pal, Greg Holloman. You'll get a kick out of this.
Deep in the south side of Chicago.
Get me out of here.
So deep. All the way up to 93rd Street.
Get me out of here, please.
Across the tracks where they only spoke Yaki Dot.
Oh.
And the people barely survived on a strict diet of crunchy bouncer and bamboo.
Hey, man, you want another drink?
Yes.
Huh? Can I get you two?
This yeah. is almost 70 years we're talking.
70 when years?
The what?
Oh.
Something entered his cranium.
His cranium?
Right. And wormed around his frontal lobes and took him to a state of mind.
Mind.
Hidden place on the other side of bunkers.
Welcome.
A crazy, silly, screwy.
Have a seat.
Known as Hooley Town.
Hooley Town.
Welcome to Hooley Town. Don't stay too long, though.
How come?
Because you might not come back. Welcome to Hooley Town.
Why, thank you.
And you're welcome.
Yeah, welcome to Hooley Town. That's my old friend, Greg Holloman from Strangers with Candy. And Hooley Town's where we get kind of weird here. That's why we're going to have Pat Chase coming up in just a few minutes. At this point, I wish, Billy, would you please give me a hand with this door? Push it. R. Kelly breaks silence on sexual abuse charges. How stupid would I be to do that?
Who cares?
Demi Lovato knocks out her boxing trainer's tooth with a fierce punch.
Who cares?
Jennifer Garner was spotted handing out kid-friendly smoothie samplers at Costco.
Who cares?
Kylie Jenner caught boyfriend Travis Scott talking to girls on Instagram direct message before he deleted his account.
Who cares?
The Bachelor recap. Cassie tells Colton she loves him, but isn't in love. Then quits the show.
Who cares?
Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna are working hard to have a better relationship.
Who cares?
Oregon man stranded in snow for 5 days, survived on Taco Bell sauce packets. Fire sauce saves lives.
Who cares?
And finally, Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt are still in touch, but nothing is going on romantically. Close it up.
Who cares?
Indeed, who cares? Close it up. Push it, 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 push it. Let me climb up there and get, Pat, give me a hand. I got to get that latch at the top. I got it. Thanks, pal. Okay. Just love being in Hooleytown. And that's why we've invited our old pal, Patrick Chase, comedian extraordinaire, to drop by tonight on Hooleytown. Pat, welcome to Hibernian Radio.
Thanks for having me, guys. I love doing this show.
Happy Paddy's Day to you and yours. You got any Irish blood in you?
Do you? I got a bunch of Irish blood in me. Oh, and some Polish blood, too. And
actually, it's a good mix, Polish.
Some
both
English
ish.
Blood.
Anything with an ish is okay.
Ish? Is that it?
I-S-H. Yeah. So what, any gigs coming up?
So, I got a gig at the end of the month.
March?
End of March, yeah, March 30th, Saturday night, up in Glenview, actually.
Glenview?
Doing a show called Chicago's Finest Stand-Up, and it's at 1090 Brewing. So
1090 Brewing?
Yeah, 1090 Brewing Company.
Is that a
nightclub?
March.
Sounds like it's a brewery, yeah. Mike. I don't know if you
when
know
you
what that
When you say Chicago's
means,
finest, does that have anything to do with the police? No?
No, oh, no, okay. Not at all. They're not funny. It's okay. A comedy show.
Okay, because, you know, there are some pretty funny cops. We've had a lot of them on
our absolutely.
Show.
Yeah. They're hilarious. As long as they don't arrest you,
yeah,
they're
like
funny
those guys
as hell.
Who were going to tow my car tonight. That wasn't so funny.
Oh, that was hilarious. Yeah. If your listeners could only see what just happened.
Okay. Well, we're here at Lizzie McNeil's, as we are every Wednesday night, except next Wednesday. We're doing two shows this week. You know, speaking of which, now you got a big show March 30th. March 31st, Sunday, March 31st, Channel 11, WTTW, is going to broadcast Our Irish Pub. Yeah, the new TV show that I shot here. We shot
here?
It here
okay.
With Katie Grennan as our hostess, host. We shot it here. We shot it at Chief O'Neill's and Galway Arms. Nancy Moore is here. Nancy did hair and makeup on that show. She was very good. Great. Made it a success. So we're doing all of that March 31st, 11 o'clock at night, unfortunately.
Oh, that's my time.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. But then it's also going to be re-aired Tuesday, April 2nd at 4 a.m. So set your
Not
clock.
Not my time. Nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So.
Nothing good happens after midnight is what I remember it being. But what are you going to do? You take what you can get. But it's going to be on TV. That's the beauty of it.
Exactly.
And that puts us in a better position.
And that's on Channel 11, you
Channel
said?
11.
WTTW, Window to the World.
Wynette talks to what? Wilmette talks to Winnetka. Anyway, we thank them for giving us the break.
I will definitely never use that joke.
Why, that would work with your audience.
Yeah, really? They'd be like, I don't watch WTTV.
Exactly, that's the joke. Okay. So you have kind of a blue-collar type audience, remember correctly.
I've been tapping into that lately. I've done a lot of Catholic church shows. I just St. Stanislaus 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's Danny Rostenkowski's old parish,
I think. Then I did St. Richard's on the south side, and what was the other one? St. Bartholomew, I believe.
Oh, St. Bartholomew's, yeah. My kids used to play them in basketball. So how much do you do, 15, 20 minutes?
So I did 20 minutes each show, and it was good. But you got to watch your language on those
a little
bit.
Of course, yeah.
Even though it's hard because everyone's drinking, and it's like, ah. But I always get people come up to me after the show like, hey, we want to see your real act. We could tell you're a sugarcoat a little bit.
And you say, come on back in the hallway.
And I'm like, here's a card. Reach me on social media and come
to
a real
show. Yeah. Because you do play the improv a lot, right?
Yeah, improv, trying to get into Zanies again.
Talk to my friend Bert Haas.
I did. Yeah. He's like, who the hell are you, man? And who the hell's Bill Houlihan?
Well, that's my
son. Or Mike Houlihan.
You used the wrong name, that's why. Patty and I were out there to see Des Bishop, the Irish comedian, about 3-4 weeks ago.
I spoke with him on the phone.
Oh, Des?
On Patty's show, yes.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Very funny.
Oh, that's
gentleman.
Right. You were there that
hilarious
night.
Guy.
Yeah, he's a very
I definitely
funny
want to catch him.
He puts on quite a show. Boy, the place was packed. But the thing with Zanies, all you got to do is say, hey, I'll fill the joint. You could fill Zanies, right?
I think I could.
I think you could. Get the word out. We'll be out. If you get a gig at Zanies, you'd be on here plugging it. We'll plug it.
All I need is a Hibernian.
Hibernian radio. There's a pile of my cards right there. You can take them with you. So you tell some very funny stories in your show that are probably not ready for the radio. But
not AM radio.
What'd you say?
Not AM radio.
Not AM radio. More pirated radio, I think. Not because there's a lot of vulgar language, but it gets kind of dark.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's just dark humor. It's not so much vulgar. Like, I'm not up there like Dice Clay or anything.
No, not at all. But
it's just I speak truth at harsh realities.
You were telling
a
story about your dad that all of a sudden took a real left turn one night. And it was like, oh, my God, this is scary but very funny.
He accidentally whipped me with the Nintendo Duck Hunt gun.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, when I do these at Catholic church shows to talk about getting whipped by the belt, the priests always love it.
Oh, do they?
They're old school.
Well, I'm sure they give you the opportunity to go to confession right after the show. All right, we're with Pat Chase. Keep your eye out for him. He's an up-and-coming
comedian, right?
Stand-up Thank comedian. You. He's terrific. You see him a lot at the Improv.
So
you'll see him at your parish, probably.
And I'm launching a website, patchase.com, right after Easter. So patchase.com.
Oh, you're launching your website right after Easter.
Right
okay.
after Easter, patchase.com.
Okay. Patchase.com. Look for it. Hey, we're going to leave now, folks. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for having me.
It'll be sooner than you think. Happy Paddy's Day to you. Maybe you come back next week.
You know what? I wouldn't mind. I'm not doing it.
All right.
Anything.
We'd like to have you back
for
next
sure.
week. Okay, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great Paddy's Day. We'll be back to you before St. Patrick's Day. And thanks so much for listening. God bless you all.